Iraq is in the news continually, but probably not for the reasons we're sharing on today's broadcast. Kids and Hurricane Sandy are making the headlines, too. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thousands of Yazidi fighters are joining forces with the Kurds. But the battle for Iraq is about more than defeating ISIS.
Muslims around the world are actually coming to realize what their faith truly believes when they look at ISIS and they look at that these are people actually fulfilling what the Quran says they should be doing.
Christian Aid Mission's Steve Van Valkenburg says Muslims are asking their partners a lot of questions about God and truth.
They're very, very eager and very open. And what they find is that probably the Bibles are their most effective answers. They can allow them to read these, and they begin to read, and of course, they come from a different paradigm than we would come from. But when they read it, it opens up all kinds of light, all kinds of truth, and to them, this is all just the greatest news in the world, as they see what the Bible is saying when they look at who Jesus Christ is.
Christian Aid Mission partners with believers throughout the world to make Christ known. They're helping a lot of churches in Iraq and Syria stand strong and meet the needs of those who are internally displaced. Stick around to learn how you can help, too. And as Iraq's Kurds are finding freedom in Christ, captives are being rescued in Nigeria. See, in the past couple of months, Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the Nigerian army has rescued over 300 women and children from Boko Haram. Now, could some of these be the Christian Chibok schoolgirls? Well, those rescued aren't known yet, so there's no way to tell right now. The girls were abducted during a raid back in April of 2014. Stay tuned to learn more about how you can be praying for the other captives of Boko Haram. You're listening to Mission Network News. Along with the captives of Boko Haram are the kidnapped kids of ISIS, known as the Cubs of the Caliphate. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministries.
When you think of the kids of the Caliphate that are young kids, maybe between 8 and 12 years old, that are wreaking havoc, in some situations, gruesome attacks, even beheadings, witnessing beheadings in some of these ISIS stronghold areas, you can't help but scratch your head and say, what has our world come to?
But even in the sadness, there's hope. Keys for Kids is making the importance of the gospel known to the kids in America.
As Christians, our desire is to reach kids with the gospel because, frankly, that's what's going to change our world. It's not going to be the things that the radicalism that happens, the radicalism that goes after and attacks them and kills them. For Christians, it's changing hearts and changing lives.
And the best way you can do that? By praying and growing spiritually together as a family. Moving to the other side of the world, Audio Scripture Ministries built a new ministry center for their partner, World Cassette Outreach of India. Now, WCOI records and distributes audio Bibles throughout the country. J.P. Sundararajan of ASM says,
our studio was first designed in the mid-80s, and it was very cutting edge back in the day when we were doing a lot of our audio Bible distributions in the form of cassettes. And while we've improved our equipment that we use, our recording process has needed to be updated.
And after 7 years of prayer, they can finally reap the benefits.
We have only recently finished the completion of the studio. Next week, I'm headed to India, and we'll be inaugurating our first recording project there.
But don't stop praying yet.
Pray for a focus there. Pray for the equipment itself and that it will all function correctly. And most of all, pray for those thousands of people who are still waiting to hear God's word.
And living along the Atlantic coast, the threat of the recent hurricane brings back the trauma of Hurricane Sandy. It's been 3 years of seeing a slow recovery, a rebuilding that would be undone in another eastern seaboard storm. And most of the aid organizations have left the area. But Reach Global is one of the few that are still helping to bring hope to these survivors. Bolstered by your support are bringing the kind of help to let people know they're not forgotten. Your help has had an impact for the kingdom of God. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.